Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live. I still love weekends. Now I just look forward to coming back here on Monday. I'm so happy to be back here. Sarah, you're doing a great job on the board. Sarah's good at everything. That's what Darren and I were saying this morning. Sarah's good at everything. You do the board, you do the phones, you do the video cameras, and you're good at all of it. Oh, well. Our number is 888-318-7884. Paul Darrow is our guest this hour. And Paul is one of the folks you see in the movie The Desire of the Everlasting Hills, which I wish you would watch. It's a beautiful film and three beautiful people giving their testimony about what Christ and the Christian faith have meant to them in the face of their own same-sex attraction, certainly, but also lifestyles that got out of whack, that as so many modern lives do. So to me, it's so much more than just a movie about same-sex attracted people, because it's actually a story that we're all, well, maybe not all, certainly not all of us, but a lot of us are familiar with, that the modern world tempts us here and there or prods us to take this direction or that, and we find ourselves embroiled in excesses which are not helpful to us and certainly are not helpful to our relationship with the Lord. So I highly recommend it to you, Desire of the Everlasting Hills. If you just type into your computer, Desire of the Everlasting Hills, you can watch it for free. It's on the computer. For free. I think it comes with your computer. Again, the number is 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. One of the things that Paul Darrow says in that film and in his subsequent work, he's a very fine Catholic speaker, is that he expected judgment and not a warm welcome in the Catholic Church when he first began to explore coming back to the Catholic faith, and he did not find those things. And so this is at least one of the reasons why we like having Paul here and the other folks who are in that movie here, because we want people who perhaps struggle with same-sex attraction or perhaps struggle with sexual lives that are involved in excess to know this, that what you find is welcome in the Catholic Church. And we want you to find welcome in the Catholic Church. And it doesn't even matter what we want. It's the Lord wants you to find welcome in the Catholic Church. Are we all perfect? No. There are all kinds of, will you find ill-mannered people and all kinds of problems here and there in the Catholic Church and among all Christians? Yes, you most certainly will. But we just want to move past the stereotype that Christianity is a religion of judgment of those who are involved in excesses or who face trials as far as temptations, whether the trials are of a chemical sort or a emotional sort or a sexual sort, whatever the temptations might be. The Catholic Church is meant to be a welcoming home for all of us. And the fact is that in the modern world, many, many folks who deal with same-sex attraction do, in fact, find themselves embraced when they come to the church, embraced by people who don't say, we're going to pray away the gay or something like that, but who say, the Lord loves you. The Lord loves you now, today. He loved you yesterday. He loved you the day before. And all we care about as a church and as a people, a people gathered around the Lord of love, is that you come to that love and that we come to that love with you, because we don't do it alone. We do it together as a community. I would really like to invite you to call, whether you are Christian or not. This issue, what's one of the things that's remarkable about this issue is, almost coming up on 60 now myself, a couple of years from 60, I really do think that when the gay marriage debate was going on and all of that, I think I underestimated the effect that this was having on young people who are, after all, given the great gift by God to be very concerned with fairness. And in some ways, the younger we are, the more visceral is our demand for justice. That's not fair, is what we say when we're young. And then we get older and we forget to say that. And that's not an advance. That's not a spiritual advance. That's a kind of decline. We need that energy that young people have to say, that's not fair. And you certainly find that energy in the pro-life movement. And then a new generation comes in and they fire it up again. But the young people confronted with the proposition that love is love and that gay people should have exactly what straight people have, it was a proposition of, well, that's not fair. And so to have these conversations where we move beyond that and say, well, there are other considerations at play here beyond fairness, and that it turns out that the gospel of Jesus Christ is for everybody, everybody, no matter what temptations or obsessions or, you know, what if you, if you're plagued with anger, the gospel's for you. If you're obsessed with money, the gospel's for you. If you are a person with same-sex attraction, you, the gospel is for you. It's for me. And so I really do invite you to call 888-318-7884. If you're a parent of a young person who is in the That's Not Fair place, 888-318-7884. If you're facing this issue yourself or if you're in your family, 888-318-7884. Paul Darrell, thanks for being with us.
Oh, excuse me. It is my pleasure. I cannot tell you how much I've learned since I've come back to the church, listening to questions being answered on Catholic Answered Answers.
Well, that's very gracious amazing. Of you to say it. Thank you. As the person who just goes, you know, just turns to the other person and goes, Jimmy or, you know, Trent, I find myself, I can say the same thing. So, but it is, and it's amazing in its very simplicity. All we do is take questions about the Catholic faith and answer them, and it has miraculous, powerful results. You must get questions about the Catholic faith that are something like, why? Why would you, a person who in a certain sense had it all, you know, you were working as a international model and you had all this, all the things that we are supposed to aspire to, why would you give that up and come into the Catholic Church?
Well, it was against my will.
You were dragged in, huh?
Well, I was one of those people who I was happy. I could not believe the attention I was getting. Of course, my modeling career was way earlier than my conversion, my reversion. But I was just, everything was perfect pretty much, except that I could not find perfect love. I could not find perfect sexual gratification or gratification period from living the lifestyle. But I buried that so deeply because I was able to enjoy the worldly pleasures, which overshadowed all of that. But it was literally by the grace of God. You know, they say there's no silver bullet when it comes to pushing yourself away from the lifestyle you're living, but there is a silver bullet, and it is the Holy Spirit. And so that's why, that's the answer.
Again, if you'd like to speak with Paul Darrow, you are very welcome here, whether you are Catholic or not, whether you're Christian or not, if you want to talk about the Catholic Church and same-sex attraction, you are welcome. 888-318-7884. I try to picture this in my mind, this man. You have a partner, you've settled down into this lifestyle, and then you see a nun on TV with an eye patch on and a traditional woman religious garb, and at first she seems so ridiculous to you, but very quickly you got over the sense that she was ridiculous. I'm talking about Mother Angelica, of course. What happened?
Well, I didn't get over the idea that she was ridiculous until she kept popping up on the screen. I'd never seen this woman before in my life, and I was always channel surfing. And after that one time, I made fun of her. She said something when I was about to switch the channel. Matter of fact, I called my former lover into the room just to make fun of her. And when I was about to switch the channel, she said something that was so moving and so profound that it literally jolted me, but I still switched the channel. But over the following weeks and months, every now and then she would pop up, draw me in like magic, and I realized the little bits and pieces that I would get from her was that she knew and spoke the truth about her faith and about God. I was an atheist, by the way, an agnostic at best, and so I always thought spiritual truth was just somebody's vague, undefinable theory. But Mother Angelica taught me truth really does exist. And her kind words, her words about God's loving grace and mercy, eventually pointed me to the church, to His church, to the Catholic Church. And from then on, I never looked back.
Again, I want to give out that number. Calls, lines starting to fill up. It's still a couple lines open, and we'd love to have a conversation with you. If this is an issue in your own life, life of your family, or is just something you'd like to understand better, the Catholic Church and those with same-sex attraction, 888-318-7884. This I hear all the time, the Catholic teaching on chastity. It's not realistic for anybody, but it's particularly not realistic for those who identify as gay. What do you say about that?
Well, Cy, as you know, there are many myths out there about the Catholic Church. One of them, this is right up there with the one where people say that the Catholic Church is not a Christian church. And this is right up there with that as well. Because whether you have same-sex attraction, opposite-sex attraction, whether your temptations are things that we don't even know, you always have the chance not to give into the inclination. And that's what a priest taught me once. He said, we always have the chance not to give into the inclination. And with that sentence, and with the Holy Spirit, my love for God, instantly and effortlessly, I became chaste after being a sex addict for decades, and having been so promiscuous, I would hate to even tell you the numbers on tonight, because I don't know who is listening.
Well, so that sounds quite miraculous, and I don't doubt it in the least, but not everyone is going to share that experience. So you must run into people like it through Courage, which I know you do speaking for Courage International, and for whom this is an ongoing trial. And for such a person, is chastity realistic? And also, is just a full embrace of the Catholic Church realistic?
It definitely is, Cy. And, you know, my life has always been about lowered expectations. And that's why I took off like a duck in water when I started getting attention from men and feeling loved, not the kind of love that I needed, but when I started feeling love for men. So for me, I had lowered expectations. I thought that I maybe could never become chaste, and boom, it happened. But that is very unusual. However, to answer your question, yes, it is very possible, because we basically are fulfilling something that needs to be fulfilled, I believe, by using each other for gratification. And again, there's a difference. A lot of people will say, well, you know what? That's you. We're not promiscuous. But the truth is, after all my many years, I've never known a couple who eventually was not promiscuous. So this, because of their need for something more. And so yes, it is very possible through prayer, through friendship, through support, through encouragement. And that was the thing I was lacking. I never had that kind of a relationship with men. And Courage International, for me, is by far the best, it's the only truly Catholic apostolate that is approved through Rome. But miracles happen there. It reminds me of when I do prison ministry. The Holy Spirit is there.
Yeah.
And Encourage as well.
888-318-7884. Our guest is Paul Darrow. We're talking about the Catholic Church and same-sex attraction. If you have practical questions in that regard, if you have theoretical questions in that regard, you need help addressing someone else's question, you are very welcome. I know I've kept callers waiting a little bit here. I'll get to you right when we come back. 888-318-7884.
There's only one Catholic Answers Live.
The Aquinas Writing Advantage Program is part of Homeschool Connections' set of online courses for your Catholic homeschool. Homeschool Connections' website is homeschoolconnections.com.
The most original and exclusive Catholic content is on EWTN Radio.
I don't like looking back. I prefer to look forward and keep moving forward. There's plenty to cover. I do a lot of research and try to dig out the bits and pieces of a life or of an agenda that people don't want to talk about.
The World Over with Raymond Arroyo, Thursday night, 8 Eastern, on EWTN Radio and Television.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. So happy to get to welcome Paul Darrow here. One of the, I don't know if stars is the right word, but I'm going to go with stars of the movie Desire of the Everlasting Hills, a well-known Catholic speaker, a member of Courage International, here to talk about the Catholic Church and same-sex attraction. Do you have any feelings about we're very, very picky about words. And if someone uses, sometimes you use the word gay and then there's a whole group will say, don't use that word, use this word, or homosexual, or same-sex attraction. How do you feel about all the words, the vocabulary around all of this?
I have a problem with a lot of the vocabulary around it, especially how many letters there are now.
Yeah,
I had a hard time remembering them all. But for me, the main word, and perhaps you're thinking about this as well, gay.
Yeah.
So when I was 15 years old, I stumbled upon a gay beach without knowing it was, and I was in the water and I was getting all this attention. And I was shocked. All these older men were speaking with me. And somebody followed me out of the water, walked me to my towel and said, are you gay? No, he said, how long have you been gay?
Yeah.
And I looked at him and I said, what's gay? And he looked down and walked away. And I know for years we used the word gay because nobody knew what it meant. Way back then, instead of saying, you know, we're homosexual or we're this, we would, in college even, they would use the word gay. Little did we know that a lot of people knew about it. But for a while, not that many knew about it. So it doesn't describe, I mean, the word gay is such a beautiful word, just like the rainbow is so beautiful.
Yeah.
And I think of gay in a whole different way. And I don't want to offend anyone. People can choose how they want to speak and what words they want to use. But for me and for most of my brothers and sisters who are living like me, trying to seek chastity or have found chastity, they use the word same-sex attraction because it's more descriptive. I mean, they use the word gay. It could have been goofy, or it could have been puppy. It could have been happy. So everybody else that's happy now, you know, you get mixed up there. So it's a long
explanation,
but it's the truth.
And sometimes we hear the critique that it's... it creates an identity where we don't create identity about other aspects of our personality or our preferences. You know, we don't go like, I'm a chocolate, which I would be if we identified by our food preferences. Or maybe possibly an eclair. I don't know. But do you see what I'm saying? That there's a kind of identity created around what is merely an attraction or a preference.
Yes. And it's a made-up word.
Yeah.
I guess most words maybe are made up today, but most of them have a history. And so, as you know, as Catholics, we think of ourselves, everybody has one identity, and that is a child of God, a son of God, a daughter of God. And for me, to call myself anything other than that when we're referring to an identity reduces me to a person that has nothing to do with who I was.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't use that word now because I don't think of myself as gay. I think of myself as having same-sex attraction.
I said I would go to the phones, and then I didn't go to the phones. I'm sorry. I'm just enjoying talking with Paul Darrow, our guest. You can see him in the movie Desire of the Everlasting Hills. It is a beautiful movie about healing and wholeness that all of us it can really, really benefit from. It gives you a good sense of hope. But I want to go now to Mary in Melbourne, Florida, listening on Divine Mercy Radio. You're first up, Mary. Go ahead with your question for our guest, Paul Darrow.
Good evening. Thanks for taking my call. I was listening as you started this evening, and I have a good friend who is same-sex attracted and Catholic, as am I, and I'm trying to find a way to walk with her and help her understand that this is not what God has for you, that it's so much better what he does have for you. And how do I do that without actually pushing her away? Because I do love her, and I do want her to have a full relationship with God and in the Catholic Church. And she still, she feels like she doesn't fit in the Catholic Church because she is same-sex attracted.
Paul?
Well, my first question was going to be, but I think you answered it, Mary. Mary, thank you for the question. It sounds like she does not attend the Catholic Church, that she doesn't go to Mass, because it sounded like it, towards the very end you were saying that she doesn't feel welcome. A couple of things. It depends where she is. I mean, she calls herself Catholic. We know a lot of people, a lot of politicians that call themselves Catholic, and we don't understand how they could be Catholic because of what they approve of. But it really depends where she is at this point of her in her life. If she is somebody who actually goes to church and believes in God with all of her heart, or if she doesn't, but she wants to take that step, she will be shocked when she goes into the Catholic Church and sees how it welcomes her. I was not in the Catholic, I left the church for over 30 years. And I felt a little bit like Mary did, what happens when I come back? I have never felt more loved or more welcome anywhere than in the Catholic Church. But there's another thing I want to say. When I was 15 years old, if you were my friend who loved me, and thank you for loving her, we should love everyone, for sure. But if you had come to me when I was 15 years old and said, Paul, you know, why don't you come to church? I would have come up with some excuse, because I wouldn't want to insult you. I would have said, well, you know what, I'm really busy, or some excuse. Or I would have made an excuse and said, well, you know, they hate me. I know about Catholicism. I read about it. My friends tell me about it. They're just hypocrites, and they discriminate against people like me, so I can't go. But that's the same thing for parents. You have to really see where your children or friends are in their journey, their faith journey. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Okay, is that all right for you, Mary?
Yeah, and my other question is, do you think, would it be appropriate for me to get your book for her? Or should I not do that?
Unfortunately, I have not written a book yet, unless you're addressing Psy.
Oh, everyone should get my book. Definitely. That's 100%. Paul, get the answer right on that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood. I thought Paul had written a book.
No, but I would suggest something to you, Mary. Watch the film Desire of the Everlasting Hills, and it's free. You can get it online. I think that might be, I mean, just watching the film, you might get a sense of maybe this is something you could watch with your friend, but you know your friend better than I do. Paul, did you want to add anything to that?
Well, I've had ministers who are in Protestant churches that embrace everything about homosexuality and the gay community, who have contacted me and said, even though I don't agree with things that are in that film, I am very impressed, and God bless you for welcoming the Holy Spirit into your life.
Wow.
And so you never know. What Cy did is said is exactly what I would have said. You have to feel her out and just. But has she? I'd be curious if she ever gave you any indication that she has any desire to really be a Catholic and to follow the teachings of the Catholic Church in the event that there is no discrimination coming from within the church towards her.
Mary, I'm going to leave it there. Lots of folks on the line. As a matter of fact, our number is 888-318-7884. Two lines open. Linda and Richard, I've kept you waiting a little bit, but I have to keep you waiting just a few seconds more. We have a very, very quick break, and then we will be back with more with Paul Darrow. If you're thinking about calling and you're like, I'm not sure they want to talk to me, I just want to tell you right now, we do want to talk to you, and we'd love it if you'd pick up the phone and call. Whether you agree with us or not, whatever the help is you're looking for, 888-318-7884. Right back with more with Paul Darrow on this Monday afternoon here in Southern California on Catholic Answers Live.
This is Archbishop Salvatore Cordiglione of San Francisco. Thank you for listening to Catholic Answers Live.
Did you know you can access Catholic Answers Live right from your phone or other mobile device? Download the Catholic Answers Live app today. The Catholic Answers Live app, available now on iOS and Android.
Have you enrolled in the Catholic Answers School of Apologetics? Let me ask you a more important question. Do you believe as a Catholic that you have an obligation to share the Catholic faith? In fact, the Church has answered this question, and the answer is that all confirmed Catholics are obliged to share the faith. It's actually in canon law. Catholic Answers is here to help you fulfill that obligation. Our School of Apologetics courses will equip you to help all the people you come in contact with understand what the Church teaches and why. A great place to start is with all the Catholics in your life. Learn the art of apologetics from the best of the best and start sharing the gospel today. Visit schoolofapologetics.com. That's schoolofapologetics.com.
Most of us Catholic parents agree our number one goal in life is to pass on the faith to our children. But here's the bad news. Today's world has a million ways to steal your kid's soul. Don't be afraid, says Father Sebastian Walsh. God loves your children even more than you do, and he desires their salvation more than anything. In his groundbreaking new book, Always a Catholic, Father Walsh shows you how to cooperate with God to bring about the fulfillment of his will for your kids. Always a Catholic reminds us that keeping our kids in the faith is about the way we live our Catholicism in our own lives and as a family from day to day. Order your copy of Always a Catholic by visiting shop.catholic.com today or ask for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you. Welcome back, Catholic Answers Live. Paul Darrow is our guest, one of the featured persons in, there's three people featured in The Desire of the Everlasting Hills, Paul, one of them. And you were in that movie not too long after becoming Catholic, I gather, or were you in the church for a while?
No. A priest overheard me talking to some guys at a table. At the only conference I'd ever been to in my life. It was a one-night conference, and there were like 20 people there. And that morning he said, we're doing a film, would you like to be in it? And it's a big, long story, but again, that's the Holy Spirit. He didn't know my real last name. He knew nothing about me.
Wow. Wow. That is remarkable. Well, I thank you for doing it because I know it's meant so much to so many people. I'm going to go back to caller. Sorry, I was supposed to go to Linda in Monroe, New York, listening to EWTN on Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 130. Linda, go ahead with your question for Paul Darrow.
Hi, Cy. Thanks for taking my call, and hello, Paul. I actually saw the movie Desire of Everlasting Hills. It was recommended by my pastor. Because I have an adult daughter who's same-sex attracted,
and she's almost 30, and she's actually in a very monogamous relationship right now with another. They're both very nice young women. My daughter, when she came out of college, like a senior, I think, she like told my husband and I that she didn't want to get married to her boyfriend and that she was gay. And then she went through a few years where she lived a lifestyle that was agnostic, like angry at religion.
Mm-hmm.
We actually went on a family trip to Knock in 2019, right before COVID.
Wow.
And she listened to a service with my husband. And when she came back, she was open to religion. And I was so grateful. And I actually was having my own, I'm a cradle Catholic, like reversion of religion because my father had died. I went to confession. I cried like a baby and I completely changed.
Yep.
To the point where I say the rosary every day. Like I say 15 St. Bridget prayers every day.
Wow.
I'm believing and thinking of God all the time. Anyway, my daughter like is going on with her life. And then she met this nice young woman who's also gay, but also was Jewish, that converted to Christianity. And at first they were going to like Episcopal churches. And
that seems about right. They end up in the Episcopal church.
Any church, actually, to tell you the truth, Si, like Van Paul, yeah. Because.
Well, Linda, how can Paul help you? What would you like from him?
I pray for her every day. But my daughter and her partner's becoming Catholic. Actually, there's an outreach program in Manhattan, and they know that they're gay. But she's still going through RCIA.
Wow.
And I pray for my daughter. That's all I feel like I could do. I'm never going to stop loving her. How can, like, they think this is, they could be Catholic and gay. And
I see.
Even though it's,
yeah, and I'm
not at all.
Right. I'm sorry. I think whenever I talked, I was cutting you out, Linda, and I apologize for that. But certainly you encounter that. I'm sure you've encountered that yourself, Paul, in the Catholic Church. The quote unquote welcoming priest or community who tells you don't worry about this. This is no problem. Come on in. How do you address that, Paul?
Well, again, thank you for calling in. And the situation is we have to clarify. There is nothing wrong with your daughter and her friend to go to the Catholic Church and be Catholics. But it depends what kind of Catholic they want to be. It would be sort of like if the priest that, if I went to a parish and wanted to join the parish and said, I just want you to know up front, Father, I work for Planned Parenthood and I am pro-abortion. That would really take the priest back, and I'm sure he would have some things to speak to you about. So to answer Si's questions, unfortunately, and I just mentioned this the other day to somebody, when I was coming back to the church, I was naive. I didn't even know you were supposed to be chaste. I missed that part. It was
sure.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, you know, I want to go. I believe in God, like the Catholic Church. I felt called to the Catholic Church because of what my background. I received all the sacraments by the time I was 15. 14. And so the Catholic Church, but I didn't realize that I had to be chaste. And that's where I tell people it was like I hit a giant brick wall. And again, through God's grace and through courage, the apostolate, meeting people and knowing people like that, and through love, I believe prayers help so much. I had a Polish grandmother who was the only person I knew back then who prayed the rosary constantly. And so I think prayers helped me to come back as well. But to address the situation that you're talking about, they're good people. They want to go to church. They could go to a Catholic church. But if you're going, like all of us, when I go to a Catholic church, when you go to a Catholic church, you're striving, if you go to confession and have something to confess, you're striving to work your way from those sins. And in this case, again, if two people are to get started, want to go back to the church, that's fine. But to answer Cy's question, you know, when I came back to the church, as I was saying, I had no idea how to be chaste, et cetera, et cetera. But as I learned that, I wanted the courage apostolate in my diocese, but when the local bishop objected, I had to drive, 2 hours each way. But when I was trying to see why they were objecting, they said, we already have a potluck. We have a LGBT potluck. So I went to that potluck a couple of times, and at every table, there were nuns, there was a priest, but at every table that I walked around, everyone was discussing, we really got to change the church. They have to come into the modern world. They have to catch up with us. They're so wrong. And it's like, you got to be kidding. And this was, the bishop was promoting them and saying that courage could not come because, oh, we already have that taken care of. And so I years ago, I went to Dignity and some of the other so-called welcoming LGBT community Catholic organizations. They weren't really Catholic. But you know what? That is not Catholicism. That is not the teachings of the church. So how do I feel about that? So I feel it's very sad for me. It's very, very sad. And people are being led into darkness because we all have love. The Catholic Church is about love. But we have to speak the truth on any subject like that.
Indeed, we do. Yeah, but it does feel like we it's certainly not just with people who face same-sex attraction, but you know, the contracepting couple finds the welcoming priest who doesn't tell them the truth, and young people facing the sins that young people face find the priest who doesn't tell them the truth. Or it's, and I shouldn't just say priests, all of us. We Jesus preached repent and believe the good news, and we don't like the repent part. But that's the good part. We think it's not the good part, but that's the good part.
And so, you know.
Yeah, go ahead, Paul.
I'm sorry. And the saddest moments are when they tell you that in confession.
Oh, yes. Right.
Just be monogamous. You know, do your best.
And, yeah.
And doing my best is not good enough. I tell the priest that. But I'm chaste, so that isn't my issue. But my friends have told me, certain priests, and I've had those priests and had spoken with them and said, Father,
that's not true.
That best is not good enough.
Linda, I'm going to say thanks because there's lots and lots of folks on the line who want to talk with Paul Darrow before we go. So I hope that was helpful to you. God bless you. And much praise for you for loving your daughter and staying the loving mother. I think that's, that's an example to all of us. And thank you for that. Richard in Chicago watching on YouTube. You're up next, Richard. Go ahead with your question for Paul Darrow.
Hi, Paul. This is Rick. I'm curious about something. I'm a public school teacher. And, I'm frank about this. I have a lot of gay students. I have a lot of students whose parents are same-sex couples. I don't really know what to do sometimes because they don't think they're wrong. They are very sure of themselves. And they really do think the Catholic Church is just on the wrong side of history. And I don't know what to do. I don't know, because it seems to me that, I mean, frankly, the culture's gone in a different direction. Most people under 40 don't agree with you who aren't. If they're not religious, right, if a person is not Catholic or a strict Christian, if they're under 40, most people are cool with in this issue. It seems the ship's left the dock, really, in terms of culture. I don't know what else to say. I mean, and the other issue I've seen, and this tears my heart out, is the conservative families. When they have a gay teen, that kid does not feel love, does not feel accepted. He feels as though there's something wrong with him. I don't know. I mean, it just seems to me that I don't know how to square that circle because, let me put it this way. At the very least, we need to make sure everybody understands that human dignity and respect aren't negotiable, no matter who you are.
Paul?
Well, thank you. And you really hit the nail on the head. And it isn't just same-sex attraction, homosexuality, homosexual tendencies that has infiltrated the schools. The same thing that you said, what the parents say and the friends say and the school says, other students, they use the same excuse for anything that they want to, I hate to use this word, but anything that they want to inflict on the rest of the world. Because, again, religion is not embraced in schools today. And if you're speaking about a Catholic school, even there, the teachers have a very hard time. And you know, there's a senator who is very conservative and very much according to the teachings of his church, and I don't know if he was Catholic, until, and there were bills that came up that he would vote on regarding same-sex attraction. And when he found out that his son came to him and said, "Dad, I'm gay," he turned around immediately and started to embrace what his son wanted him to embrace. We have to embrace our children. We have to love them. Your love for your child should never change, no matter what they tell you they're doing, whether you agree with it or not. But to think, you know, I mentioned when I was 15, it took me less than three days to go from being a good Catholic kid to embracing homosexuality and never wanting to go to church again. And it almost took me a lifetime to get back to the other side. So, Rick, you can just do your best, be a great example, but you're not going to convince anyone. There's nothing you can say until they come to you and tell you that they want to change or they're upset or depressed or down because of what the homosexual life is doing to them or these homosexual feelings.
I want to follow up on that a little bit, but we got to take a quick break. Richard, thank you very, very much for the call. More calls coming up for Paul Darrow, our guest. We're talking about the Catholic Church and same-sex attraction. Your call, whether you agree or disagree, whether it's an issue that you face yourself or someone else faces and you'd like some help with it, you are welcome here, 888-318-7884.
It's all about the truth. Catholic Answers Live.
Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Real Estate for Life. Real Estate for Life connects home buyers and sellers to real estate agents while supporting pro-life organizations. On the web at realestateforlife.org.
The most original and exclusive Catholic content is on EWTN Radio.
What a great grace it is to have the opportunity to use the airwaves for the honor and glory of God, to be able to talk to the hearts of individuals and meet them where they are in their relationship with our Lord, and also to encourage them forward.
Women of Grace with Johnette Williams, this morning, 3 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Do you want to end abortion, halt the attack on traditional marriage, and ensure religious freedom for ourselves and for our grandchildren? To do this, we must convert the culture. St. Paul Street Evangelization is a grassroots initiative that recognizes this need and takes it to the streets. If you're interested in peacefully sharing the gospel in your area, visit streetevangelization.com to learn more.
Welcome back, Catholic Answers Live. Our guest is Paul Darrow, one of the folks you'll meet in the movie Desire of the Everlasting Hills, also a speaker for Courage International, right? They can go to the website and you do talks for Courage International.
Yes, I'm with Catholic Speakers Organization, catholicspeakers.com, and Courage asks me to speak from time to time, but people... I've never once in my life asked to speak. I didn't ask to be with Catholic Speakers. But somehow they find me, and I've gone coast to coast and in Europe and Italy, France. So again, I just go with the flow.
Well, you can always contact us if you want to. If you want to reach Paul Darrow for a speaking engagement, you can just send it to us at radio@catholic.com. Send anything to radio@catholic.com, and we'll deal with it. Before I go to Jordan in Cincinnati, I wanted to follow up on what Richard said. And one of the things that I do notice among us Catholics, and maybe this afflicts all Christians, I don't know, especially when like folks who really believe that the gospel is the truth, is this sense of, you know, I have two gay neighbors down the street. What am I supposed to do? And sometimes the answer, I think, is invite them over, you know, on the 4th of July to have a beer and a hot. Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, you're not responsible to straighten everybody out.
That is definitely true. And going further, it's interesting because any other group, usually, you know, if a group feels discriminated against, or if there's a group that doesn't agree with your group, they're sort of in different places, and they're not in your family. Politics, for example, if you have one political persuasion, you can have family members who don't agree with you, but it's not for them as big of an issue as this. So what happens is, like that senator I mentioned, hey, I know my best uncle or my best favorite cousin or this neighbor who takes care of my mother. You know, she's 90 years old and takes care of her, and they're gay. So that's wonderful. They're wonderful people. But you're not going to fix them if they come to you and ask you for some advice. Give it to them, but they're probably not looking for advice. And again, they have to want the advice. And the best thing you can do is be a good example of what it is to be Catholic, because they're coming from like wolves all around. Especially if you're Catholic. We were the biggest target when I was a gay activist. We marched up Fifth Avenue with 80,000 people who agreed with us or had the same-sex attraction who were gay. And we went by all these churches. I can't remember which ones. I think there was Episcopalian, I think there was a Presbyterian. Not a word. They were just brick and mortar. We got in front of St. Patrick's Cathedral, and it wasn't planned. I could feel my adrenaline rushing. We were screaming and hollering and hoping to disrupt Mass. And people say, oh, well, because it's the biggest church. I say, no. The Presbyterian Church is pretty big. The Episcopal Church is pretty big. We were not thinking of numbers. And in hindsight, Cy, what I've said before, in hindsight, I believe, because somehow I believe that we recognized truth. In hindsight, that's what I think. We recognized the truth that we didn't want to hear.
That's an extraordinary story. That is really something.
It's just amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. The Catholic Church is identifiable, and that's one of its marks. You know it. I mean, I'm interested in the Catholics who will say, you know, the Catholic Church needs to be more pro-life. And I always say, do you think every single person on earth doesn't know the church's position on pro-life? Everybody knows it. Her enemies know it. Her friends know it. Everybody knows it. She's pro-life. And that doesn't mean we couldn't do a better job at it, but it's clear what we are. Jordan in Cincinnati, I kept you waiting, listening on 9:10 a.m. Glad to have you. Jordan, go ahead with your question for Paul Darrow.
Yeah, thanks. Hi, Paul. My name is Jordan. I'm actually Protestant, really interested in possibly converting to Catholicism. I'm in RCIA right now, but this is sort of like the big issue for me. I was talking to my deacon, and he said that like when he was converting, his big thing was accepting the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. And like, I guess for me, I actually have a lot of a few friends, good friends, that are living together, and they're I guess not technically same sex, but that gets into the whole transgender issue and stuff. But I don't know. Like for me, I've just always had a problem accepting this teaching, and I guess for me, the thing I wrestle with is What if one of them like came to me like looking to like investigate Christianity? You know, like I don't know if I could be like, here, like come to the Catholic Church, because I don't know my own stance on that. And it's like, if I told them like, oh, like I've gone to the Episcopal Church and like they seem really LGBT friendly and stuff, like is the Catholic, like one, would I be a hypocrite? And two, like it, in your opinion, would I be sending them like, you know, would I not be helping them? Like, would I be sending them to hell according to that, the Catholic view?
They're interested in Christianity and you sent them to what you thought was the gay friendly church.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, this is something I wrestle with too.
Okay. Paul?
Well, again, another great question. And the situation is that you're not responsible for these people that are coming to you. You're trying to do your best. And unfortunately, as we had mentioned earlier on the air, if you were listening, they get the same advice at Catholic churches once in a while. It's erroneous, it's unfair, it saddens real Catholics, but it's like, yeah, keep living the way you're living, it's okay. So if you send somebody to the Catholic Church and got one of those priests, you'd be in the same position pretty much as if you sent them to a gay-friendly church. However, the Catholic Church is so different. And I know a lot of people who have converted to Catholicism because of their same-sex attraction. And I believe I would have converted to Catholicism had I been a Protestant when I came across dear blessed, I want to call her Blessed Mother Angelica, because there was so much truth there. And the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, so many Catholics, there was just a survey, don't even know or don't believe that it is the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. But what I wanted to say is I know many people encourage people who are not encouraged in the encourage the Catholic apostolate, but want to become chaste and follow the teachings of the Catholic Church. And for many of them, I'm thinking of one Protestant minister, as a matter of fact, he was a Protestant minister, and his hardest, one of the hardest things, I believe, was that it is the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. I know somebody right now who's converting to Catholicism. He's going through RCI, but he just is afraid to go the next step. So he's going to remain Episcopalian, at least for now. But if you're doing your best and somehow they're misled, then it isn't your fault. However, the best thing is to be informed and let them know that they are loved in the Catholic Church. Like I said, I've never felt more welcome. People go out of their way. If they hear that, oh, he has same-sex attraction, everybody, you know, if there's 1%, 0.001% of the world doing something, I'm thinking of a particular identity, suddenly all the laws have to change for that 0.001%. And so when I go to church, and some people know that I have SSA, they go out of their way to be friendly. And then they discover I'm chaste, and they're pretty thrilled with that.
Jordan, did that help you?
Yeah, definitely.
Good.
Yeah. Very, very interesting. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Again, I'll recommend to folks Desire of the Everlasting Hills. You can you can check out the Courage website. If you just put Courage Ministry or Courage Catholic in your search engine, it'll bring you there. If you're listening, you're thinking, I would like to bring Paul Darrow out to talk at my church or my school or group, just send us an email, radio@catholic.com. There were more callers, but I'm out of time. I don't have enough time to go back to the callers, but I do want to say thanks, Paul. I appreciate you taking the time to come talk with us. I hope you'll do it again.
It's only by God's grace that I'm here, and I hope God's grace gives me the privilege to be here again. Thank you very, very much. God bless you and Catholic Answers.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Tomorrow, 2 hours of open forum. Call up, ask anything you want. Even if you disagree with us, we'd love to talk with you. If you have an urgent question about today's program and you want to get in touch with us, you can send a note to radio@catholic.com. We'll be happy to get back. If you're interested in seeing that movie, just search The Desire of the Everlasting Hills. You'll see Paul Darrow in there. And that'll about wrap it up for us. Sad as it is, I got to go 22 more hours without Catholic Answers. I think I can make it through. See you tomorrow, God willing, right here, Catholic Answers Live.